From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Demonstrators in Hong Kong are threatening to occupy government buildings if the chief executive does not resign his post. Student leader Lester Shum says CY Leung has until Thursday to step down or face an escalation in the protest movement. Demonstrations continued in the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday, which was a national holiday in China, with participants demanding a free choice of candidates for elections. The director of the U.S. Secret Service, Julia Pearson, has resigned after multiple lapses in the president's security were revealed. Meanwhile, the man accused of jumping the White House fence has pleaded not guilty to charges that he ran into the presidential mansion while carrying a knife. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Julia Pearson had faced tough questions on Capitol Hill on Tuesday over several cases of lapsed presidential security. She accepted full responsibility and said there would be a comprehensive review. But she failed to mention an incident where an armed security contractor with three convictions for assault and battery rode in an elevator with the president last month. She resigned on Wednesday and will be replaced in the interim by Joseph Clancy, a former special agent in charge of the Presidential Protective Division of the agency. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Health officials in the U.S. state of Texas are working with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control to trace the contacts a man diagnosed with Ebola made before he was admitted to a hospital. But officials were quick to reassure Americans that an outbreak of Ebola is extremely unlikely. U.S. correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
The man diagnosed with Ebola is being treated on a special ward at Texas Presbyterian Hospital. Dr. Mark Lester of Texas Health Resources.
We're categorizing his condition as serious but stable.
But many questions remain about his care before his admission. An investigation is underway into how his medical and travel history was not relayed to the evaluation team in the emergency room. And Texas Governor Rick Perry says they are tracking down anyone who has been in contact with the patient, including children.
Are working to identify, to locate, and monitor the health of all of those who have come into close contact.
U.S. officials continue to insist the risk of Ebola infection is low in the United States.
Figures from the United Nations show that more than 1,100 people were killed and almost 2,000 injured in Iraq during the last month. The spread of the Islamic State has led to a dramatic increase in the violence in the country. Here's Nick Harper.
With the figures came a warning that the 1,100 death toll for September is undoubtedly much lower than the actual number. The UN mission in Iraq said it was unable to collect data from areas controlled by the Islamic State, which now accounts for a third of the country. The mission, based in the capital Baghdad, said its figure was an absolute minimum. Nick Harper, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. An artillery shell has killed four people at a school in the rebel-held eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk on the first day of classes for children, according to officials. Six more people died when a minibus in Donetsk was also hit. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
A biology teacher and parent, but no children were among the dead, witnesses told the Reuters news agency. The school is just a few kilometers away from Donetsk airport, where pro-Russian militants have clashed with Ukrainian troops. Despite a ceasefire signed on September 5th, there have been frequent violations. Both sides blamed each other for Wednesday's attack. Open conflict began in April after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. Anya Ardaeva, Moscow.
And a former prisoner at Guantanamo Bay has walked free in the UK after terrorism charges against him were dropped. Mozambique had been accused of attending a terrorist training camp in Syria. Ollie Barrett has more.
At a pre-trial review, Mozambique was told the Crown Prosecution Service had insufficient evidence to continue with the case due to start on Monday. He was accused of attending a terrorist camp in Syria between October 2012 and April 2013 and of possessing documents connected to terrorism and terrorism funding. Mozambique's supporters say the now-collapsed case has shown the criminalization of Muslims traveling to Syria, often for aid and humanitarian purposes. He spent nearly 3 years at Guantanamo Bay after being detained in Pakistan in 2002, but was never charged with any offense while in U.S. custody.
For more of today's news, follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.